all this week, we're focusing on the situation for the unemployed in the United States. There are a lot of them. And for many of them, they're about to see some unemployment benefits expire by the end of this year. That could be mean a significant driver of economic activity that ends. In fact, Moody's Analytics estimates that $37 billion will be lost when these benefit programs expire. Joining us this morning is Sharon Titrow, a 20-year veteran of the nonprofit sector who's been unemployed since January 2010. And Sharon, your unemployment benefits will expire in September, is that correct?
In September, yes.
And what do you plan to do once you don't have those benefits coming in?
Honestly, I try and spend every moment not thinking about that so I can have the confidence to write cover letters and send out resumes.
How many interviews have you gotten?
I've been on about probably three interviews in the last couple of years, but one was only last week. So,
hopefully that one will come through. We're speaking with Sharon Titrow, who's been unemployed since January of 2010. Sharon, I want to ask you the question that we're asking all of our listeners this morning, which is that, do you think the politicians in Washington, your elected representatives, have their priorities straight right now? Are they focusing on the right things?
No, I do not. I'm not sure when my benefits run out, I'm not going to have a way to pay my phone to get calls for jobs. I'm not going to be able to pay my rent. And it doesn't really make me feel all warm and fuzzy to think I may be homeless, and yet the wealthiest Americans are getting tax breaks. So that doesn't make me feel very warm and fuzzy at all.
Sharon Titrow is a 20-year veteran of the nonprofit sector, has been unemployed since January 2010. Good luck with the recent interview that you had, Sharon. I hope that results in a job.
As do the resumes I'm getting out today.
All right. And we want you to give us your take as well. Do you think our lawmakers have their priorities in order? Give us a call by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you could text the word START to 69866. I want to bring Mike Munger in the conversation now, political science and economics professor at Duke University. Mike, I mean, you can hear Sharon, and we've gotten a number of responses from our listeners who don't understand the focus on the debt ceiling at this point when there's so many unemployed people in bad positions.
You know, Celeste, every time I'm on the show, I feel like Scrooge. Maybe we can talk about warm puppies sometime.
All right, when we do a warm puppy segment, Mike, we will invite you.
Again, I'm going to have to be Scrooge. The problem with this program was it's an insurance program, which means that over time we expect some people to be unemployed, some people to find jobs again. It's not designed to be a permanent program. And we say it's only $37 billion. We have to find some way to cut the deficit. It's a total of $14 trillion is the debt. Now, I admit that our lawmakers clearly do not have their priorities in order. There's three things they have to do if they really want to cut the deficit. They've got to solve Social Security. They've got to cut military spending. They've got to raise taxes. They don't do any of those things. So the Democrats say, well, we've got to raise taxes on private airplanes, and the Republicans try to take the money away from widows, orphans, and unemployed people. So they're not serious.
All right, but how do you take seriously some of these other international advice we're getting? There's Christine Lagarde saying, look, solve it or this will have a global impact. And then we got, very interestingly, advice from China that they gave to Admiral Mike Mullen saying, stop spending money on your military and spend it on your citizens.
That's right. The thing is that there's a coalition that blocks all three of those things. There's so many old people and all of them vote, we can't solve Social Security. We can't cut military spending, and we can't raise taxes. We're stuck. And so we end up arguing about this. The $37 billion is a drop in the bucket. It's budget dust. But it's really going to affect a fair number of people, something like 7 or 8% of the American workforce, which is a significant number of people just in time for Christmas are going to have their benefits run out.
Well, the $37 billion that you're talking about is this number that came from Moody's Analytics that they said that we'll lose $37 billion in economic activity when all of these federal benefits programs for the unemployed runs out. But they've also, there's other numbers that are quoted saying that a huge number of Americans are actually relying on social safety net programs more than perhaps ever before since the Great Depression.
Part of the problem is that we're in such a bad position all across the United States. It's not regional and it's not sectoral. It's for most industries. Here's a number that I want to ask. How much does it cost to hire a new employee? Why aren't people hiring? And the answer is that for every $10 you pay an employee, it costs you another $10 or $11 to pay for unemployment insurance, health care, space, rent, air conditioning. We've actually put a lot on employers. And so it seems like their motto is be exempt, hire a temp.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's asking too much to ask an employer to provide space and air conditioning for their employees. Do you, Mike Munger?
Do I think it's too much? They're not hiring people. This is not a moral question. This is a question of, do they think they can make a profit? Maynard Keynes said it was animal spirits. We don't understand why it is that sometimes there's this sense of optimism and people hire. I think it's driving President Obama crazy. Why aren't people more optimistic? Why don't they have a sense that you can make money? But it doesn't matter what you and I think is moral about who pays what. The question is, since it's so expensive to hire new workers, people are not hiring them.
Well, even if it's not driving the president crazy, it's certainly making him go gray. All right, so Mike Munger, you're watching these debt ceiling discussions going on in Washington, and you say they're not really talking about the real problems.
They're not talking about the three. Until they say, we're going to fix Social Security, we're going to cut military spending by at least 15% and stop these elective wars, and raise taxes in a number of ways, or at least cut the loopholes that are, in effect, huge expenditures on that go to a relatively small number of very wealthy people. We're not serious, and I think someone's going to get punished in 2012 in the elections.
Mike Munger is a political science and economics professor at Duke University. Those tax loopholes are exactly what the president put on the table, and the Republicans have come back saying they absolutely will not agree to them. Is that why are you saying they're going to get punished in 2012?
I think the Republicans thought they had a mandate, which they do not have, to prevent the passage of that kind of, we call it tax increase or cut, whatever you want to call it. The Republicans are defending a position that voters are going to punish them for.
Mike Munger, political science and economics professor at Duke University. All week long, we're looking at this problem of growing unemployment in our country. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you.
We're wondering if you think that politicians have their priorities in order.
Hi, this is Mike from Massachusetts. It's funny, only in times of financial crisis do our public servants discover the virtues of fiscal restraint that unfortunately they didn't practice it for previous years, and that's the problem.
So what do you think lawmakers could be doing about the economy? Are they focused on the wrong things? Give us your take at 8778-MY-TAKE or text the word START to 69866. You think somebody's going to get punished next year?
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.